One thing that's happened in recent years is that I guess all of us, even if we don't get the chance to do it, we think about eating better, don't we? And the whole concept of paddock to plate and so on, we've all heard about. And of course, we've got the midweek markets tomorrow and the massive markets we have on the weekends and Airlie Beach and the markets. There's markets everywhere as people try and come to grips with good food. Well, one family that's been doing that for years and years and years, and I'll go right the way back. I mean, how far do you as a family go back, Bro?
My granddad was supplying fruit and vegetables back in the early 40s, Mount Jukes. I went from Mount Jukes then to Blacks Beach, Olmeo area. Been doing it ever since. I've been doing the showgrounds markets, well, since its inception. I think it was 80 or 81, somewhere in there. So, yeah, we've been at it a while.
You're not wrong, mate. Yeah, and of course, as I was saying, all those, it's not all houses over there now. So when you first set up around Blacks Beach, Olmeo, would have been a lot of spare land, wouldn't there?
I think three permanent families used to live at Blacks Beach in those days, and we had no electricity, no water, pretty much the beach and the oysters to ourselves.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
On the turn off to Hay Point, it's been there, Zelenka Farms, and you guys got in there with your little stall and everything else and all going rosy. And, of course, a big change, and that change has now happened, which meant you had to move. It could be a good year or so ago, or longer than that.
Actually, in May. So a little bit over a year, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You got a new approval from council to go to the next step. So you bought the property and there's a place where you could set up, I guess, your retail outlet and so on, but you're going to go the next step, which is something that's been a dream for you and for Nana and Alan and everybody else in the family, to not only sell the fruit but also create an experience. Tell us what you, in your mind's eye, you want to see there by sometime in 2018, Brian.
Of course, we'll have the retail going, the fruit and vegetables, and we'll increase our product range. But we're also going to try and have it a little bit educational so people can understand a bit more about how it all happens. And I guess it's a bit like the milk. It doesn't just come out of the carton. So it's good if people can have an understanding of how it happens. We're going to have some displays of different fruits and vegetables. And we've got some garden beds we've just put in. So they've got all the different chili varieties and... Yeah, and we'll identify different trees so people can have a look at it. And, of course, then we've got all the wildlife next door so they can have a bit of a gander.
Wander through there. Yeah. And there will be gander with geese there. That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, mate, plenty magpie geese there.
Sorry, mate, I'm all right. But we've talked about this in the past, about the number of people now coming to Australia because of food. And it's a growing thing and probably will continue to grow. And you mentioned to me just German tourists in particular who used to come through and they want to see a mango or maybe a soursop or something like that that they'd never seen before. And they have photos taken with fruit. I mean, it's something we probably don't think about, but it's a massive potential market, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. And we've just about to put signs up shortly to try and encourage those people in off the highway. And at the moment we're getting plenty of grey gypsies coming along, or the grey nomads,
you
want to call them that, and also the... A lot of the younger backpacker tourists, and I'm not talking about the ones who are working on the farms, but who are just here for a holiday. So they'll always call in, and they want to know all this stuff. Like, a lot of people think pineapples grow on pine trees.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty common. And so, you know, they like to ask all the questions, have a look, get some photos. Yeah.
So educational tourism. Yeah, just sounds fantastic. We're talking about food. You pull from other areas too, because, of course, fruit in particular is seasonal. So you got Bundy, you got Bowen, so everyone sort of works in together in this, don't they?
Yeah, we've got a group of growers. We all work together. We've been doing it for years now. Yep. And we try and, of course, use our own product if we can grow it, and local stuff. But if we can't, then we go to the closest point that it's available, basically.
Yeah.
And we run up and down the coast every week and... bring that stuff back, normally pick it up on a Wednesday or Thursday, and it's at the markets and in the shop by Friday, Saturday. So fresh, and people seem to respond very well to that.
Okay, mate. Well, all the best for the future. Congratulations on your approval, and we'll keep in touch and see how things are going right next to Truck Stop there with your little location. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, mate. Bye.
Brian Camilleri joins us. Very quietly spoken fella, but I think he and his family are going to do something pretty spectacular there, and we'll have... If you're driving down, maybe you're going down the Bruce Highway right now, going past Max Truck Stop. They're right next door there. They're open today. But you can probably, in your mind's eye, see what it's going to look like, because the next door neighbours have been fantastic. They'll probably end up having walkways and the magpie geese, and you'd be able to go there and experience what. But by about 2018, it should all be in place.